This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You know when you're getting gamed, and this whole mail-in ballot thing and all that is nothing but gamesmanship. It's not going to work on behalf of the Democrats, but it is what it is. They're going to keep trying. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Michigan says it's going to take as long as a week after the election in order to tally its votes. You know that this is where, is her name Whitmer? The Michigan governor who hates Donald Trump. Yeah, they're reporting it's going to take us up to a week to tally votes because it prohibits officials from processing mailed absentee ballots before Election Day. So, you know, it's going to take some time. They don't have a way to count any quicker. Now, I don't know what you guys think, but I think that we need to know the results of the election on election night. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show. com 844-551-8255. Is it too much to ask to know the results on election night? But here's what Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said. We should be prepared for this to be closer to an election week as opposed to an election day. The bottom line is we are not going to have the full results and accounting of all our ballots on election night. We already know that, Benson told NBC. I feel like Joe Biden reading the whole thing of the teleprompter. Have you guys seen these clips of Joe Biden reading? Start reading here. Or whatever else. No, what did he read? It was something like, end quote. End of quote. He read end of quote on a teleprompter. Oh, man. You know they tipped him off. Joe, don't read. Listen, those are called sots. We're going to do the sots, but don't read the stuff that's in brackets. Yeah, if you're ever on TV, you know what I'm talking about. You know what to read. It'll be like start, and it'll start. You don't read start. Anyway, it's funny. It just dawned on me that Joe had done that. Yeah, so they're not going to know. So what can you be late to do where there's no repercussions? What could you be like? I mean, and this is an important thing. It's the vote. It's not like it's, you know, some rinky-dink whatever. This is the real deal here. We're not going to be ready. Yeah. Can you be late? Just curious. Can you be late and say, listen, I'm going to file my taxes, but and even though the date is on this day, I could have, it could be a week before I actually get them to you. I think it should be required. I don't care how many people it takes. It should be required that all ballots are counted on election day. And once it's certified, the Secretary of State says, I ratify that everything is copacetic and up to, you know, doing the right stuff here for this election cycle. And they go to jail if it's wrong. We need people going to jail if it's wrong. And in that way, they say, well, here's what we're going to do. If for some reason it's challenged and it's wrong, we will do a complete forensic investigation and find out who's involved in it, and you're going to go to prison. And that would stop voter fraud. But these people, they do not want us to get these votes in time. And I know I told you guys we launched a project, Vote in Person, VIP. It's vip.unhyphenatedamerica.org. But it got me to thinking, like, all the different ways that these people can cheat. Now, we already know that these people, I'm going to presume, because I believe that the Postal Service is a quasi-government job. So I think most of these guys are left-leaners. And they say, oh, well, you won't know whether it's a Republican or Democrat. That's been debunked because somebody said, nope, that's got an R and a D on it. So we kind of know that. So we know they throw away, you know, ballots. They throw away mail. You get the goal. I told you this the other day. The goal of the Postal Service is to be 96% right. Can you imagine you didn't get grandma's card with the $50 in it when you were 7 years old? What that could have meant to you? You didn't get it because some Fat Newman is at his apartment going through the mail and taking out the money. And it's happened. Don't think it hasn't happened. We had some postal video that we got from a friend of mine who worked in the Secret Service. And he sent me the video. He says, you'll get a kick out of this. And I said, can I use this? And he said, yeah, no problem. So he sent it to me, and I used it, and he got fired. About 6 months later, they called me. You're going to need to take those videos down and all this. And I said, why is that? And he goes, well, it shouldn't have been given to you. And what it was postal workers that were snorting cocaine. It was postal people being investigated. I don't know by whom. I guess maybe the Secret Service because it's federal. But they had the tapes. And they had time clocks on these guys. And it was crazy what they were doing. Crazy stuff. So I know firsthand that these guys are thieves. They do whatever they want to your mail. So anyway, their goal is 96% efficiency, which means 4% of the people who theoretically mailed in a ballot maybe don't get their vote cast. That may not seem like a lot, but I'll put it to you this way. If you can deliver 4% of the vote to a candidate, you're a big player. You're a big baller. You're better than a bungler. A bungler. You're a bungler. Yeah, you're definitely better than a bungler. You're a bungler. Get it out, Jackson. So, yeah, that's, just another one of the things that we have to put into, take into consideration. Mail-in ballots. There's a lot of, you're going to see a lot of documents around this. Kevin McCarthy said, the House Minority Whip, he said Donald Trump needs to take this more seriously. And I think you take it seriously, but I think Trump knows just how much to put on this. I've talked many people off the cliff, Corey, others, many. I've told you guys, I said, look, number one, there's not enough votes for Biden to cheat. There's not enough enthusiasm for him. There's not enough Democrats that are for him. They know the system as well, and many of those Democrats who formerly liked Donald Trump, formerly liked the Democratic Party no longer like the Democratic Party. So they have a lot of things going against them. I wouldn't worry too much about what these guys are going to do. But Kevin McCarthy seems to worry. He says Donald Trump's not taking it seriously enough. And I think Trump's saying everything he's been talking about with the Postal Service and everything, I think he is. I think he's saying, I got you. I'm gonna make sure don't underestimate me, leftists. I got this. I know what I'm doing. Says he's going to send some attorneys out to make sure people understand how serious he is about this stuff. Anyway, lots to talk about. President Trump says he's not going to fund schools if they teach 60%.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists soon will have officially rewritten the Constitution of this great country. Not long from now, the slogan will not be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but it will be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or unhappiness if you want it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Glad you guys are here. Strangest stories we find. And I don't care. The story itself is one thing, but the metaphor, the thing behind it, the reasoning is what really gets me thinking, right? And there was a salon owner in England, and she found out that when she advertised for happy candidates for a job, it was in violation of, she couldn't do it. And I thought to myself, what are you talking about? But I read it. Here's Fox News. It says a hair salon says it was told by a job center, it couldn't run an advertisement recruiting a happy stylist because the word is discriminatory against unhappy people. I just want you to let that sink in for just a second. You're advertising for a job and you've got a job description. And your job description says you must be certified in a barber, you got to go to barber school. I'd like you to have 6 months of experience. And oh, by the way, I'd love you to have a happy disposition. And they go, no, you can't do that. That's discriminatory. Well, isn't the rest of it discriminatory? I mean, isn't a job description meant to discriminate? I'm just helping you sort of get some logic here. That is what it does. It discriminates. When I was got out of college with my electrical engineering degree, and I was setting up interviews, essentially what the people wanted was they said, you need to be a degreed engineer. It was discriminatory. They didn't say, hey, if you have a degree in psychology, why don't you come over and interview to design computers? It's discriminatory by the nature of its being. Think about it. When you go to college and you go, what degree plan would you like? Oh, that's a discriminatory question. Aren't you training me for everything? Shouldn't I be able to do it? No, Kevin, we're training you to be an engineer. Okay, great. So I'll discriminate against all these other degrees and I'm going to be an engineer. A job description is exactly that. It narrows down the field of people that you say you want to talk to. And they don't want you to talk to happy folks. Allison Birch listed a job ad looking for a part-time qualified hairdresser at her AJ's Unisex Salon in Stroud, England. Position called for someone with 5 years' experience of working in a salon who is confident in barbering and all aspects of hairdressing. Advertisement stated, this is a busy, friendly, small salon, so only happy, friendly stylists need apply. But she got a call from the local job center saying they couldn't run her ad because the word happy is considered discriminatory. And they're right. It is discriminatory. It defines exactly who you want working in your environment. I will put it to you this way. I don't know many employers who want to hire unhappy people. I don't know many. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about leftists, you know, and jobs. Holy cow, man, but this is just insane. Consider the ramifications of this story, folks. I mean, you hire somebody and you can't let them go because their personality doesn't fit your business. You're stuck with them based on this. Now, as I've said, and I'll go into it in a little bit more detail in a bit, but leftists are perpetually unhappy. So I understand why this lady goes, I want a happy person. That's her code word, wink, wink, for I want somebody willing to get up, work, grow their business, etc., go from part-time to full-time, etc. I don't want a bunch of whiny little female dogs then who will never get the job done, who are always going to be complaining about something that isn't perfect for them. I don't want that. Nope. So unless you're planning a riot or looting or something like that, you don't want to hire a leftist. And I talked about this. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more here in a bit. Unbelievable. You can't hire happy people. So just hire leftists. Triggered by anything, they don't get anything done. But I still want to understand, help you guys understand that this is how much the world has changed. Number one, we don't even recognize discrimination that's good discrimination. You discriminate all the time. They see that they used to use terms like this. They'd say he's got a very discriminating taste, which meant you don't want bad fabric. You know, if you go to the store, you go, nah, I'm not wearing that. That fabric doesn't lay right. It doesn't do this. You have discriminatory taste. It was a very discriminating taste. If you went to a restaurant, it was it was a thing of honor to be said, oh, Kevin's very discriminating in his food choices. Meaning, when he picks it, it's good. But now, if you discriminate because you want something better, think about it. This would impact every single thing that you are about. You choose a school for your kid. Why? Because you discriminate. You say, I don't want a school that isn't getting a certain rating. The teachers aren't getting a certain rating. That they don't graduate a certain number of students or whatever. You discriminate in your car you choose. Lots of things. Everything is about discrimination. But we say the word, and people, oh no, I don't want to be a, I don't want to discriminate. You, who, let me put it to you this way. You show me an ad that isn't a psychological study or some sort of a, we'll pay you $20 an hour to come in to study you, where somebody says, I want unhappy workers. I want unhappy people. I want people who complain all the time to come work for me. Show me that ad. The implication of any job is that you're going to come in and do the work with as few complaints as possible. This is why I've already had this discussion with you folks, you white people. Come on, pay attention. I've said the reason why black folks don't get hired is because they don't want the headaches. Black folks don't want to hire black folks. Before you get all triggered, because I know I got some sensitive white folks out there listening to the program. Before you get all triggered, understand this. Black folks, what we say privately, shoot, I don't want to hire them. We don't want to hire our relatives. We don't want to hire other black people because we know the ramifications of it. I'm telling you the truth. Other people, you can go to other radio shows if you want them to placate you. But I'll tell you, nobody wants that headache. Because what does it take to make a white person unhappy? It takes a lot. As long as a white person ain't on Ritalin or some crazy drug, some Sycophan or whatever, I don't even know the names of these drugs, but as long as they're not on that, you're good to go. Because the minute, other than that, they're just going to work. Black folks come to your job looking for a reason to be mad, looking for a reason to make it not a success for you. And they're unhappy. And I know why, because most of them are leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 40 of Flight 93 did the most American of things. They took a vote and then they acted.
President Trump's comments in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the president calling those aboard United Flight 93 true heroes for their actions on September 11th. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also heading to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Biden and Vice President Mike Pence greeted each other with an elbow bump at a September 11th memorial in New York City. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is cracking down on price gouging amid the ongoing wildfire emergency, Brown issuing an executive order yesterday declaring an abnormal market disruption as a result of the fire emergency. The governor's office receiving reports that hotels are charging higher than normal rates for people that have been evacuated. This is USA Radio News. The Labor Department reports a consumer price index rose 0.4% in August. That's less than industry analysts had expected. NBC broadcaster Chris Collinsworth drew the ire of some fans watching the first game of the NFL season between the Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans. Collinsworth saying he stands behind the players 100%, but let's get that out of the way and go call a good football game. As far as what the players are trying to accomplish, NFL Hall of Famer and Fox football analyst Troy Aikman says,
well, I think they're trying to address racial equality. And there's no question that Roger Goodell has acknowledged, and maybe a few years ago when Colin Kaepernick began, you know, this March, that things weren't handled at the NFL level the way that, in hindsight, he would have liked. And I think there's a real effort right now, not only in football, but I think in a lot of ways football is what galvanizes everybody and brings everybody together.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We learned recently that not only did Michael Cohen tape President Trump, but he also taped Chris Fredo Cuomo. And I was thinking, who tapes their client and tapes their supposed best friend? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Yeah, so Cohen described Fredo, this is Chris Cuomo, Mr. Musclehead, as a close friend, and then he recorded his conversation, and of course, you know, it exploded because Chris Cuomo is heard saying that, well, I don't have to, you know, cajole women into letting me do what I want to them. You know, he's bragging, you know, look at this. Look at me, man. You don't think, and Cohen actually makes a snide comment. He's like, you think I got to do that? And Cohen's like, well, I don't know. And he's like, whatever. And he goes on and he's bragging. And here's what was funny about the Chris Cuomo comments is he's essentially saying these feminists are liars. They're lying skanks. They will say whatever it is, you know, whatever it takes for them to get ahead. He's over there, good looking dude, making a lot of money. And they say, oh my gosh, you know, you touched me on my shoulder. I was sexually, taken aback or whatever else. The very movement that leftists like Chris Cuomo created, he now decries privately, but publicly he acts like he's a paragon of virtue. And that's what I don't like about leftists. See, I have a problem with feminists because I know that, here's what I will tell you. I view the majority of women as amazing representatives of human beings. But, and when I say the majority, I'm talking about conservative women for the most part. And there are a few leftist women that I go, they're nice people. Okay? But there is a contingent of them who are worse than men, because when you find a bad woman, she can be worse than any dude. They will have you put in prison. They will have you accused of being a pedophile, of molesting your own children. I mean, there is no holes barred when you find the vindictive ones. And these are the hairy underarm crowd, the feminists. Rush calls them feminazis, and he's exactly right. But I call them out. And I don't care. I don't care whether it impacts my career. I don't care about anything. I don't care if people go, Kevin, you're just too mean on the radio, and they take me off the radio. I don't care, because I will still be talking about it as long as there's air in my lungs and I don't have something better to be doing at the time. I will still be bringing it up because I don't have a problem talking about it. It's something that needs to be addressed. So Cuomo's one of these people that's like that. But going back to Cohen, I don't know why he would decide, hey, I'm going to audio tape, whatever, my best friend. But he did that not only to the president, who wasn't the president at the time, who was his attorney. Now, you know, look, I haven't slept at a Holiday Inn Express in a while, but I do watch Law and Order, and I know of this thing called attorney-client privilege. And I'm going, what could he possibly gain by doing this? But he did. He recorded Donald Trump, who was his client at the time. Now, I don't know if there's a Mrs. Cohen, but if I were her, I'd be checking the house for hidden video, given the track record of this shyster, because there's no holes barred to what he's willing to do to blackmail or whatever else. I talked about Jerry Ryan. I couldn't remember her name before, but her husband ran for Senate, and Obama used this thing against them. You know, he got their court records, their divorce records opened. And then everything that Jerry accused her husband of, I forget his name, it was something Ryan, it was a senator, everything she accused him of was now public, and Obama took advantage of it. Yep. Furthered his career on that. But for the Trump tapes, the Democrats had the FBI raid Cohen's office because they just knew they were going to get the goods on old Donald Trump. And then after they coerced Cohen, who knows to drop dime on Donald Trump. That's the vernacular for tell it all. Because they were like, we'll get you, man. They threatened him. And he goes, I have tapes. And Nadler and Schiff, they were delighted. Oh, my gosh. We got him. We've got him right where we want him. He's going to tell it all. And Cohen, when they were browbeating him, you better give us something, Mr. Cohen. They were punching him, you know, metaphorically, of course, punching him in his gut. And he finally says, I'll give it up. And he says, I have the tapes. And they were like, oh, my gosh. We've got tapes. And I'm telling you, it was Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff's little enchanted dream, I'll use that to describe it, when they thought he's going to turn over tapes of Trump. And he turns over tapes of Trump, and they make Donald Trump look good. Donald Trump's like, look, these are nuisances, and I don't believe, you know, you can't believe these people. They're just, you know, it's a nuisance. He goes, fine, settle it, but I don't want to. I mean, you can hear he's going, there was no, you know, hey, this is Tiger. Listen, you're going to get some phone calls. There was none of that. It was Donald Trump talking the way Trump talks and saying, I didn't do this. This is ridiculous. So they had nothing. They got nothing out of it. Democrats and their henchmen, they moseyed off to listen to these tapes and got bupkis. But now it's book time. And Cohen is a semi-free agent. Time to pay his legal bills. So in the tradition of leftist rats, he's cut a book deal. He's cut him a deal. And this is where we are with this guy. So I feel like a godfather. What's his name? No, Vinny. My cousin Vinny. I'm finished with this guy. Because essentially I'm finished with him. Here's what they wrote. Michael Cohen's tell-all memoir makes the case that President Donald Trump is guilty of the same crimes that landed his former fixer in federal prison, offering a blow-by-blow account of Trump's alleged role in a hush money scandal that once overshadowed his presidency. Well, if Trump is guilty, why isn't he in prison? You were his attorney. If there's anybody that knows more about you besides your woman or your man, if you're, you know, depending on which side of the fence on that you are, it is your attorney. Yeah. Did he fall under the protective umbrella of Comey's crooked FBI like Hillary Clinton? Who ran interference for Trump when Cohen turned over all the records of his dealings with Trump? Did he have a fixer? Did he have somebody that was willing to go in and make sure that everybody was on the same talk and on the page? Of course not, because he didn't have to. Anyway, this is a wannabe lotto winner. And here's what they wrote. Of all the crises Cohen confronted working for Trump, none proved as vexing as porn actress Stormy Daniels and her claims of an extramarital affair with Trump. Cohen writes in Disloyal, the true story of the former personal attorney to President Donald Trump. Trump, despite his later protestations, he greenlighted a $130,000 payment to silence Daniels ahead of the 2016 elections, reasoning he would have to pay his wife a far greater sum if the affair ever became Cohen. I mean, known. Cohen writes, I was getting ahead of myself. And he says, the president later reimbursed him with fake legal fees. never pays to settle these things, but many, many friends have advised me to pay, Trump says, according to Cohen. If it comes out, I'm not sure how I would play with my supporters, but I bet they think it's cool I set up with a porn star. That's what he wrote. Now, let me play Kevin Advocate here, devil's advocate, and I'm going to play this side of the thing and say, yeah, because billionaire playboys have such a difficult time getting women, they fantasize about bagging porn star skanks. Yeah, Donald Trump is like, you know, God, it would be good to put on the old personal, you know, feather in my cap resume that I had sex with a porn star. Because Lord knows he couldn't get one. Does this look? I don't know how you guys feel, but this is one of these deals where I'm going, can we just call a line skank? I mean, I say it now because you can't fire me, but Cohen, seriously? Yeah, I know. Donald Trump, 6'3", strapping white guy, billionaire dude, known worldwide, and he, yeah, it's on his bucket list. Hey, I'm going to bag Stormy Daniels. I can see Donald Trump at the age of 14. I don't know how old Stormy now, about 80, trying to figure out how he's going to get the porn star Stormy Daniels to sleep with him. Fiction. The White House called it fan fiction. That's giving it way too much credit. You see, Cohen is a casualty of the Democrats' lunacy. The Democrats' fake investigation of Trump that ruined the lives of many innocent people. People who suffered just because they knew the president. That's it. That and having the, you know, no male genitalia to stand up to these lying scumbag leftists, because that's what they should have done. And Cohen's been sucked up in the vortex of this. And Democrats, they take pleasure in this. They think this is part of their, quote, October surprise, which I wrote a piece recently that said the October surprise ain't coming for the Democrats and Trump doesn't need one. But how childish of these Democrats, seriously.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksonez.
Hello, Mr. Kevin Jackson. This is David Summer. I'm a truck driver. Currently, I'm in Iowa on my way to California. I enjoy your show. I enjoy your demeanor. And a lot of your topics are right on point. I agree with virtually everything that you say. You sound like the type of person I'd like to have a beer with. When I go through Arizona, I meet up with my brother. We're down there, and we go practice shooting, you know. I'm Latino, or Latinx. No, forget the Latinx thing. But I am of Mexican descent, and I'm a proud American, born in Texas. I'm the a-hole from El Paso, but I get a lot of your jokes because I grew up in the hood, East LA, lived in Compton, and had to work all my life I don't mind work at all. I don't agree with any of this leftist BS. And I'm really interested in enjoying your mask.
That was David. Oh, man, I like this dude. I like David. So I called David after he gave me that message, and we talked for about 10 minutes. Funny dude, man. Told him when he comes through, we got to have a beer. I mean, this is my kind of guy. He's a proud, I'm from Texas, too. Proud Texan, sense of humor. I'm Latino X, and he laughs at himself. I mean, this is the dude. This is America right here, baby. Driving a truck, seeing the world, you know, the country the way it is. Doesn't wear his mask when he has to at times. I get it. I fly. I got to put the mask on and do that. But I'm just telling you, as a rule, I don't wear the mask. And I'm fighting against this whole mask thing. And David, I haven't forgotten. I owe you some information on where to get registered to this class action lawsuit. I'm gonna for the mask, because we should never ever be forced to get to wear a mask. And businesses should be able to be sued if they deny a service for something that's stupid. So that's what that's about. But the reason why I wanted to highlight this is because David, he knows, he's probably listening now. I called him. I wanted to talk to him. I love this message. I talk to a lot of you. I can't call back every person. But literally, David had just finished calling, and I got the notification, and I gave him a buzz. And we just chewed the fat, right? We talked about he was talking about, some guy said to him, could he going into a place, could he read the sign that talked about the mask? He says, yeah, I can read the sign. I can read the sign in two languages, which I cracked up, because he obviously speaks English and German. He's Mexican, right? He speaks English and German. Yeah, so anyway, good conversation. He's a proud American type of guy that I would gladly have a beer with if my schedule permits. And you know what I'm probably going to do here soon is throw a little get-together and just let everybody that is in a particular area, and it's up to you guys, really, tell me where you're located and say, Kevin, we listen to you in Tampa. Let's get together there, because I got one of my stations there is big. But I'd love to get together with you guys, and we just chew the fat a little bit. So what should I talk about right now? Here's what I think I should talk about. I should talk about Democrats pretending that every time a black man is killed by police, there's some sort of a conspiracy, that the nation needs to, you know, get woke and have this racial reconciliation and all this other crap. Far too many black men in America, folks, are dangerous. They weren't born that way. They were made that way. I want you to think of every one of these thugs that has grown up to kill, to rape, to rob, to do whatever. Every one of them started out as a little old bitty dude or a little girl. All these horrible mothers, these horrible black moms. I see videos of them. And you can say to me, Kevin, white people are bad for their babies. Look, don't even go white and black with me. Every problem that I'm going to tell you about that happens in this country happens worse for black folks. As the old saying goes, if America catches a cold, black people catch pneumonia. Because we take all the worst of ourselves and we amplify it. We glorify the death of these thugs getting shot by cops, as if these are people we should give a crap about. I give a crap about them as a human being, but I don't give a crap about them as an American. I think they're bad people. And they're dangerous. They've been raised dangerous because when they were coming out of their mama's womb and they were coming up through the ranks, they were just little babies looking for the right thing to do. It's like the difference between me, Kevin Jackson, raised by the mother's side of my family, and Kevin Jackson raised by the father's side of my family. As much as I want to tell you guys, I have the intellect and I have all the things to make sure that my life goes the way that it needs to go, the right way, you get around enough negative stuff and it can influence you. And my great-great aunt, who died, Aunt Mary, at 107 years old, said, baby, I am so glad you were not raised around your daddy's family. That's what she said. I was lucky that my mom took us in and I was raised around civilized black folks, because I probably would have been in prison like almost every other young male on that side of the family. It does matter. So anyway, these black men are being made dangerous. made dangerous by circumstance. There is nothing in the DNA of a black man that makes him more dangerous or more stupid. For those out there that believe in this eugenics crap. Black people, if you give me black folks, I'll go to Africa and I'll have more Nobel Peace Prize winners in 50 years per capita than any other group if I'm left to teach these people how to think. It's insane. Anyway, if you want to understand why black people love BLM, know this. They want to justify the criminality that is now rampant, pervasive in the black community. You can't love this group without having some way of warped reconciliation of why they're good. Oh, man, they're good because, you know, the system is keeping black people down, so we have to have special dispensation for blacks. That's why our lives have to matter more. You know, they go into all this nonsense. It's all a lie. They don't believe it. They need to feel good about being bad. It's that simple. I've just given you the secret decoder ring to all of this stuff. It's really that simple. They need to feel good about being bad. Have you ever rationalized? My hand is up. I've done it. Done something wrong to a person and tried to blame them. Tried to make my behavior the good thing. Well, you're the one that caused me to be like this here. Right? Get all sanctimonious in your error. And I tell you, I tell people all the time, it's the psychology of being wrong, or it's the psychology of being caught, or you could call it the psychology of being called out. Oh, God, don't need me to start about Melissa telling me, oh, you're not pulling that on me. I didn't do it. You did it. And you're not going to pull it on me. And anybody smart will tell you that. They will not let you transfer their negative, their wrong to you and go, well, you created, you're the one that made me do this. No, you didn't. You chose to do it. It's your fault. Take responsibility. And blacks don't want to do that. Now, who could honestly justify looting? Killing people over differing ideologies. Who can honestly ignore black-on-black crime while, protesting about the rounding errors in comparison of cops killing blacks? Now, I'm often asked this question, and you're gonna go, Kevin, you're going to be waiting, because I know there's a lot of white folks listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com, and you're going, why do blacks vote Democrat, Kev? Well, I gave you the answer. Democrats allow this type of lunacy. They say, bring me the guilt. Lay it on me, man. And white people are like, we are so guilty of hurting black people. I know I have never owned a slave, and I've never done anything with black folks, and I do everything I can to make them feel better for themselves, but I've got to take blame. It's just my fault. They enjoy it. Virtual signaling is what we call it. But would you do it? Does any other race of people, folks, in America condone this type of behavior in their culture? Now, Obama was going to change all this, right? So why didn't he? Because he didn't want to. And black folks need to wake up. Obama had 2 years of complete control of Congress. And nothing happened. That should make us wonder about the two-party system. That's what got me it's not specifically, but it's rare that the president has both houses of Congress. And Barack Obama had them both, and nothing happened for black folks. When black people question you, you should ask them that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.